Coming to you live from the Dutch Hill Studios, this is
the Stoops of Hazzard Show!
The Stoops of Hazzard Show!
The Stoops of Hazzard Show!
Hey there, everybody out there listening. This is the Skooks of Hazzard Show, episode number 41. And it's Josh and Sean with me this week, as always. How are you guys doing?
Not too bad. How are you doing yourself, buddy?
That's great. Why do you sound so low? I got to turn your mic up a little bit.
Yeah, you turned me down earlier because I was apparently talking to you.
No, you never shut your mouth. That's why.
Well, so. You know what they say. My mother had the same problem.
How are you doing, Josh?
I've got to be honest with you.
Not doing good.
No, I'm doing awesome. I mean, just look at me.
Oh, okay. I changed my mind. You're doing well. You look great.
Oh, I do. I just came back from a tuxedo contest.
Yeah. Did you win?
Nope.
Shit.
You got DQ'd for being underdressed.
I'll tell you what you did win, though. You did win last show's karaoke battle.
Oh, I did.
You did. But we had the votes tallied by a professional vote tallying business.
A crew of people had to get together to make this possible.
And Josh won. With one vote.
That is
probably somebody who he paid to email the show.
Number crunching.
I don't have
one.
To pay anybody to email the show. All I have to do is ask somebody in person, not on the air like we're doing right now. Because if I ask people to email us at skooksofhazard@hotmail.com, they don't. But if I ask them in real life, 1 out of 10 will. So that's good.
Well, we also finish or else in real life, but that's besides the point.
Yeah, well, Josh won the karaoke contest. So congratulations, Josh. Let me give you a round of applause if I can find it in time to make it sound good. And here it is. I found it. Okay,
yeah?
Josh, let me just say this. Congratulations on winning.
I appreciate that.
The karaoke contest.
Thank you, everybody, for voting for me.
I thought Ned Vedder was a fucking shoo-in for a win, but no. Robert Goulet took it down. So
these things happen.
It's been 2 weeks since we did a show, right? We were off last week.
Yeah, that's right. We went to a pretty ridiculous camp-out session. It was pretty wild. There was some bands that played and some DJs.
This was
that
a different
up.
Camping than the one we got shushed at
right,
before.
Yeah. This one,
a whole lot of camping being done
a lot
these
of camping.
Days.
I did a fair amount of shushing at this one, though. So
you were shushing people.
No, left and right. I was like, hey, shush
it up over there.
I'm trying to sleep here, Chief.
Everybody had a really good time. It was ungodly hot, though.
Yeah.
Lost about 20 pounds in just water weight.
It has been unreasonably hot and unseasonably hot lately.
I just read in the newspaper.
August. It's the middle of August now, and it's finally cooling down. What were you going to say?
I finally read in the newspaper that actually last month was indeed the hottest month ever.
Ever.
That's
since
what
the
it
beginning,
said.
Since the beginning of the world.
Yep.
It didn't specify, so one can only assume.
I think it's since records have been recorded.
No, that was the headline. Hottest month ever.
I don't think that's true.
Well, I think
you
like
say these things all the time. You make things up and then say them as fact, but
well,
it's not true.
That's not the point. I actually know why it was written that way. The lead editor now is like a 13-year-old girl, so it's like,
oh, so she doesn't know what she's talking about.
It's like hottest month ever.
Ever. Oh my god, it was so hot.
Know what
so sticky.
A basic white girl is.
Yeah, what?
It's one who conforms to her surroundings and claims that she's unique.
Oh.
And then she often drinks Starbucks, wears UGG boots in August, and posts selfies on social networking sites every single day. Also uses hashtags that don't have anything to do with the picture itself.
You actually
Jesus
had that
Christ.
Written down in front of you?
It's not even written. It's
why?
Typed. It's
was that? Oh, was
why
that?
Why is it typed?
I think I know what that's from.
Because I know how to copy and paste.
Yes.
Ah, the old cut and paste.
So there was a lot of cool things that we're going to talk about today. We're going to play some. You guys remember before we played Urban Dictionary Boulder Dash, we're going to play that today. So that's going to be fun. We got some things to talk about, but there's stuff in the news. But you guys remember when Queenie was here the last time?
Yeah, I remember
You remember
her.
Chuck?
Well, it wasn't last time, it was the time before that.
Do Do you remember that guy Chuck that sent all them nasty jingles in and then killed himself?
Yeah.
Apparently he didn't die.
Oh, he didn't?
He did not die.
He made it.
He survived, and I got some emails from him.
Oh, that was so nice of him.
Here they are.
Always good to hear from this guy.
Hey, fellas. It's Chuck. You remember me? I made those dirty jingles about Queenie a few weeks ago when I shot myself in the head. I felt so bad about it. I just want to let you guys know that I'm okay.
It's okay.
All right, man.
I spent a few weeks in the hospital. They patched me up, and I'm out now. So I just want to let everybody know I'm okay. All right.
So Chuck emailed us.
Wow. Oh, we gotta take him out to dinner one of these days. You know,
I feel so bad for Chuck. He's not emotionally stable. That's for sure. Well, he committed suicide on basically a whim.
Well, it sounded like it was a fucking shotgun too that he took to the head. And I don't know how they patched him up in a few weeks.
He probably used a stunt double.
He probably just nicked himself. Mm. It probably wasn't a clean shot.
Quit shooting your mouth off, Chuck.
But look, we all know Chuck just never sends one jingle in. So here's the other one he sent in.
Hey guys, it's Chuck again. Look, I heard through the grapevine that Sean has been driving a girl car. I heard he got a Hyundai Elantra. I just wanted to let you know, Sean, that is not cool at all. I mean, that's a... That's a car for women. I just want to let you know that. I'm sorry if I offended you.
And I hope he kills
himself.
He's
sorry if I offended you. Again.
He's sorry.
He just doesn't know when to quit.
Yeah.
And, okay, here's the other one.
I liked him better when he was dead.
Hey, guys. It's Chuck again. I know these jingles, they seem to come in threes. I felt so bad about that last jingle telling Sean about the car he's driving for females. It's not, Sean, okay? I'm sorry.
What a prick.
Talking about my dick about Queenie and not making fun of you for the car you're driving, I mean, I don't know why I do these things, Sean. Oh, God.
He feels terrible. You know.
He never says goodbye, though. He just always kind of fades out.
Well, the jingle's only, you know, so long.
I thought he wrote into us.
Well, he sent this one in, too, so listen to this one.
Four.
This is it, guys, for real. This is it. I'm so stupid. I'm making these jingles up to offend people. I don't know why I do these things. Maybe I'm fucked up in the head or something. I love the show. I just want to be a part of it, but it's all over. This is it. Goodbye, world.
Oh, that sounded like a much bigger gun this time.
Hopefully he didn't miss the fucking prick.
Well, I guess we'll find out in a few weeks how Chuck's doing. I feel terrible.
Well, Chuck,
again,
if you can hear this.
It was we thought what was a suicide last time. It didn't turn out that way. Chuck survived, and he jingled the show again.
Yeah.
And this time it sounded maybe like a 44 Magnum.
You know what? Maybe we can get one of our sponsors to, you know, foot the bill for his rehab.
Yeah, we'll call Farmers and see. I mean, that sounded like an excessively big gun.
This is it. Goodbye, world.
Yeah, that was a much bigger caliber gun.
He must be in a dome because that echoed like a motherfucker.
Yeah, it's like a Magnum.
I apologize for Chuck, Sean, talking about your girly car.
And hey, man, I'd like to apologize for our fans out there.
To the fans or for the fans?
Well,
for
them,
all of them.
You know, for the graphic nature of that last one, because I mean,
suicide's no laughing matter.
It's not,
unless Chuck does it.
Well,
because I'm thinking he's gonna be okay.
Really, anything's funny until it happens to you. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like falling.
That's some life advice, right?
You know,
guys.
I still joke about cancer, and it happened to me. So you know what? There's nothing off limits.
Ow.
Which
not even the Jews.
Do you have cancer out there? Well, call Farmers Insurance at 570-225-7070. Get yourself some life insurance.
Yes.
Quick.
Quick.
Digging in
depending on what type of cancer you have, you might want to hurry it up. So there's that.
Limited time offer only.
Should we get to, what should we do first? Sean and Josh's news or the Amish horse beating? What do you want to get to first?
Oh.
Well, I guess these are all things you need to. Yeah. These are all things you need to know about. So, why don't we play that jingle?
Absolutely,
of course.
First.
Oh,
oops! Now, here it comes.
Now, new things you need know about.
That's the best. Okay, so who wants to go first, Sean or Josh? You both have some interesting news to share.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I'll go first since, you know, I'm in a chatty mood today anyhow.
Okay, yes,
you
go ahead.
And this really isn't so much news as it is me discovering something. I think I really cracked the case.
Oh, you discovered something.
Yeah, you know, I was listening to our good Lord and Savior, Bob Seger's, his old-time rock and roll.
Uh-huh.
And then I started thinking about the name Bob. And if you spell it forwards, you could spell it backwards, and it spells the same thing.
It's a palindrome.
It's a palindrome, exactly.
Yeah, like
kayak.
Race car.
Race car.
Dad.
Anyhow.
Mom.
We could be talking about this
Pop.
All we want.
Pap.
Ma'am.
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 Apostrophe.
Nan.
Wow.
Non.
None.
All right, try to think
LOL.
Of more than a three-letter word, you prick.
LOL.
Moon. That spells Tom.
It's a palindromic acronym.
Anyhow.
LOLing. Okay, go ahead.
Anyhow,
sorry.
So I spelt his first name like a palindrome.
Yeah.
So I tried to do it to his last name. And you know what I get? It's actually pretty fucking
amazing.
Wait,
what's Bob's last name?
Well, it's Seeger.
But
if you spell it backwards, it actually spells Regis.
Regis.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's
so,
like Regis.
Wait, hold on. Hold on. So that got me thinking.
Okay.
Bob Regis. I've heard of that before.
Yeah.
You know
Regis
what I mean?
Philbin.
That's actually a pseudonym for the guy in 1992 who wrote the abridged, unabridged version of The Count of Monte Cristo.
What?
Yeah. What are you,
the
fucking
abridged,
retarded? You never heard of that before?
The abridged, unabridged? Wait a minute.
Yeah, that's
Are you making this up?
No, this is real. I fucking looked into it.
We need to make a theme song for your lies that you tell.
I could find the Wikipedia articles for this, bitch.
Sean's made up facts.
It's unbelievable.
It's on its way. It's going to have a jingle soon.
They're unbelievable facts.
That's true.
Because they're not true. That's why they're so unbelievable.
Well, that is the joke. I'm glad for anyone out there who has IQ of less than four.
We will make a
goat.
Jingle for that because it needs one.
You know, definitely. Forrest had a good mom. She fucked a guy just to get him into school. That's like, talk about taking one for the team. You know what I mean?
Josh, what did you have over there?
Oh, well, let me start out by asking a couple questions.
Yeah.
Number one, have you ever heard of the phrase, when the vans are rocking?
Don't come a-knockin'.
Don't come
a-knockin'.
Sure,
absolutely. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And my second question is, when was the last time you had sex with an inanimate object?
With an inanimate object?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I mean, does your hand count as an inanimate object?
No, you can move your hand with your mind.
Well, then no.
Okay.
It's been a while.
A Dayton man, Dayton, Ohio, was arrested on Tuesday after
Lord.
A witness called police and said he attempted to have sex with a van.
Ooh, the gas tank, I'm thinking.
Shaggin' wagon.
According to this, officers were called to Nicholas Street on Tuesday night when a neighbor called about a man pulling his pants down and then swinging on a stop sign.
Swinging. Okay.
Swinging on a stop sign naked, yes.
Go ahead.
Michael Henson was taken into custody when police arrived.
Is he related to Jim?
No. But
the Muppeteer maker, Muppet
well,
man?
He appeared to be intoxicated.
Of course.
He was only wearing shorts and shoes when the officers found him.
You kind of have to be.
When the witnesses called 911, I guess she told them that he saw him pull his pants down and attempted to have sex with the front grill
of
the
grill.
Yeah, well, that's like the
She's
mouth
great
of the car.
Yeah, fuck,
you know?
Mouth fuck it.
Grills.
I'm over here mouth fucking this car.
And then after he finished, he later passed out in a nearby yard.
He finished.
It's like you can't do some fucking crank and go feel the breeze between your knees, you know what I mean,
That's a new way to cool your engine off. Jizz on it.
He is now locked up in Montgomery County Jail. So
Montgomery County? They brought him to Philadelphia?
We should write him.
Well,
they
I'm glad they got that perv off the street because, you know, I used to drive a van. And I can't have that.
Vans aren't safe.
I used to live in one, too.
Down by the
river.
Schuylkill River.
Down by the old Lehigh.
And,
and there's that.
Yeah.
All right.
Popocopo River.
Let's move on.
If you guys remember that one.
Let's move on to this.
You remember that?
This is... This story kind of caught fire on Facebook, and it was about 40,000 views. Shares.
And not to beat a dead horse,
it had millions of views. This gentleman who is Amish was videotaped beating his horse to death, basically.
Yeah.
He did beat it to death because the horse, it was a very hot day, and the horse was pulling a much heavier load than it should have been.
A shitload of watermelons from what I read.
And the horse
That's
collapsed, and the man, the Amish man, whose name is Marvin Sensenig.
Sensenig.
No relation to Dave Sensenig.
Or Ed Yoder.
Yeah, I think right. we are going to reach out to Ed Yoder for comment about this story, since it has to do with an Amish man, and we'll see what he has to say about it. But Ephrata is the place where this happened. Marvin Sensenig was arrested Friday, and he faces two counts of cruelty to animals, which, you know, he's probably going to get off with paying a fine. No jail time, probably, in this case, I wouldn't think. I don't think the penalties for animal cruelty are as harsh as they should be.
Well, it's different there because they have a different religion, so somehow they can get away with that.
And, I don't think they're above the law.
Well, you know,
I'm just saying the normal laws for animal cruelty are not as harsh as they should be.
Yeah, just because they don't use fucking microwave ovens doesn't mean they can beat the shit out of their kids, you know?
So, look.
Although, good justification, like 150 years ago, I guess.
This saintly lady, Tawn Crowther, who posted pictures to her Facebook page, wrote that she witnessed the beating unfold after the horse was unable to pull a full wagon of watermelon and two grown men. At that point, she wrote and watched as an Amish criminal walked beside the horse and beat it till it collapsed, and then she posted all the stuff on Facebook, and everybody shared it. And, you know, what's fucked up about it is the police weren't going to do anything until everybody on Facebook, like, had this backlash against the police.
Yeah.
And then they went and arrested the guy. I mean, it's ridiculous that police weren't going to do anything. Well, it shows you how fucked up the justice system in this country actually is.
Michael Sensenig's, like, relatives and stuff and all his Facebook friends didn't find out about it because
they're not on Facebook.
They're not on Facebook.
You know what probably fucking happened? The goddamn Amish Mafia probably has
speak
a good,
up, Sean.
The Amish
speak
Mafia.
Into the mic.
You ever hear of the Amish Mafia?
The Amish Mafia? Yeah, there is an actual show on National Geographic.
Right. So I bet you they fucking have the police paid off. They're like, hey, you better keep this on the hush-hush or some horse and buggy's going to go right through your fucking front window.
They pay them in corn on the cob.
Yeah.
Yeah, corn on the cans.
With cash stuffed inside the stall.
And chest.
You shut your fucking mouth
wooden
now.
Wooden chest
and
furniture.
And then those deplorable teenage kids on Facebook, you know, ratted them out and they had to do something.
Look, they're
stuck
buddy,
between a horse and a hard place, you know what I mean?
I'm going to need an armoire stat.
An armoire.
I don't mean to beat a dead horse about the
trundle
subject,
bed.
But, you know, I think we should leave it be.
Now, Eric, I think you have Ed Yoder's number, right?
We are going to call Ed Yoder, and we are Josh and Sean are just going to ask him some questions, and we're gonna you know, see what his opinion on this whole thing is. So let's get Ed Yoder on the phone right now, and we'll see what he has to say.
You know, okay. you could lead a horse to water, but you can't beat him to death. You know what I mean?
Well, you can. This guy did it. So there again, you're wrong.
That's an unbelievable fact.
Your facts are skewed.
It's really an opinion, but whatever.
Let's give old Ed a call here. So here we go. Get our phone out. Rotary phone.
I love this phone.
It's the best phone ever.
Keeps on ticking. Like a clock.
When you guys are ready and he picks up, just go ahead and ask him. Whatever you're going to ask him.
Okay.
Why aren't you asking him anything?
Yeah, hello there.
Hey, Ed, how's it going? It's us on the Skooks of Hazard show here in beautiful
Josh
Tamaqua.
Josh Bryan here.
This is not Ed. This is Dan Yoder. I'll go get Ed for you. Just hold on a second.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
George, you shouldn't assume I'm just because I talk this way. My name's Ed Yoder. Hold on.
All right, go get
Ed Yoder. Get downstairs here. Ed, the phone. It's for you. Yes, I know we're Amish. We don't have phones, but don't worry about it.
Is it Rumspringer yet?
No, I don't think it's time.
Hold on, sir. He's coming.
Wait until the mafia.
Yeah, hello. This is Ed Yoder.
Hey, Ed. How's it going? It's us on the Skooks of Hazard show. Sean D. and Josh Bryan here.
Josh Bryan here.
Oh, fellas, how are you? I haven't seen you since the Olympics.
I don't think...
well, you didn't see us,
but you know what I meant.
How's it going? Yeah, right.
We have a couple questions asked. We read recently about somebody you may know, Michael Sensenig from over there in Ephrata. We're wondering what your thoughts are on him beating a dead horse.
Let me tell you about this Michael Sensenig. Marvin, isn't it?
Whatever.
Yeah.
Close enough.
Let me tell you.
Marvin Michael.
All the Sensenigs are bad in my book.
Definitely Marvin.
It's Marvin Michael.
I'm looking at it here on my internet.
Well, it says MM
Wait,
Sensenig.
You have the internet?
Listen, let me tell you about this Marvin Sensenig. He's a troublemaker, okay? He's been a troublemaker his whole life. The kid, we used to catch him fucking the farm animals all the time. He fucked the goats. He fucked the horses. He fucked anything on the farm he could get his hands on. His kid's a pervert. And it does not surprise me that he beat this horse to death.
Well, let me ask you a question. How did the police just, just let this happen?
Well, let me tell you. Let me quote one of my favorite... My favorite artist, Ice Cube from NWA. Fuck the police. Okay, wow. There's my. You can quote me on that.
All right, man. I can't believe that. You're so fucking hip. I thought you guys weren't allowed to use anything.
Yeah, the N-word with attitudes. It's my favorite band of all time.
Well, it's good to see you guys got some court of morals.
Well, I mean, I sneak the stuff in from out. Outside the fence of the farm.
Is bestiality something that happens a lot in the Amish culture?
I am going to plead the fifth, and no comment.
Then I do have one more question before we let you go.
Sure, fire away.
I'm sure you got many barns to build.
Have you ever, beaten a horse to death yourself?
I have not. I have not beaten a horse. I have fucked one to death, but that's besides the point. Okay. Is there any more questions for me, gentlemen?
What's your direct dial extension down at the old Dutch Wonderland?
6969.
Okay.
I'm in charge of greasing the rides.
Very nice. All right, Ed, I appreciate you answering the phone for us.
Well, I gotta go. We're doing a barn raising.
I figured.
Later today, I gotta get ready. I got blisters all over my cock.
All right, well, we hope to see you at the Amish Winter Olympics coming up soon. You have a good day, man.
All right, thank you, gentlemen. Goodbye.
Thank you.
Jesus
well,
Christ,
there you go, everybody.
Got some fucking
I was glad he answered.
Yeah, me
it's,
too.
It's hard to get that guy on the phone.
Yeah, only on six rings, too.
Because he's Amish and all. So, all right, look, we're over 20 minutes already, and we're going to do the usual thing. We're going to play a funny song, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to play Urban Dictionary Balderdash for you good, fine people out there. So don't go anywhere. More Skooks of Hazzard show coming up. All right, gang, we are back with more Skooks of Hazzard show. That was
back, baby.
That was Ned Vedder's half brother Eddie Vedder's band. You might have heard of it, Pearl Jam, with that song Corduroy.
Now that's Spanish for spinach for cum shot, right?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah,
let me corduroy right on your face. I heard that in a Mexican porno once, I think.
Well, sounds right.
Which brings us to our next segment. You know what?
Meh.
Yeah. Well, we were talking about, you know, we were just talking about your girlfriend, Josh. You've been with her how many years now?
11.
I said we'd talk about her. You've been with her 11 years?
No.
11? No.
No.
Well, how many?
Six.
Six?
Nope.
Let me ask you a serious question. Let me ask you a serious question, okay? You fucking that shit? Okay. No, I'm just kidding. No,
take her to Pound Town.
No, that was inappropriate. That was something Chuck would ask. Look, we're gonna move on to.
You better fucking write a jingle and apologize.
I'll have Chuck do it for next week's show.
Thank you so much.
Or not next week, because we're not gonna be doing a show next week.
Unfortunately
for all you people out there. So we're gonna play. We've done this game before. It's Urban Dictionary Balderdash. Did not have a theme song for it the first time, but guess what? Yeah, we made one, and it's a very classy fucking song. And listen to this.
Ooh. Urban Dictionary Balderdash. Ooh. Urban Dictionary Balderdash.
It's fucking professional.
Ooh, yeah. That's Chinese for Urban Dictionary Balderdash.
That's it.
Hey,
what do you think of that shit?
That's one of our best ones yet.
It took us 4 hours to make that. That's a great fucking jingle, if you ask me.
Yeah, we owe some people we wouldn't want to owe money to, but, you know, it's made and it sounds good.
That Chinese lady at the end there, that's actual Chinese for Urban Dictionary Balderdash. Thank you. Okay, here we go.
All right. I'll explain the rules to the people there at home and in their cars and wherever the hell you're listening to it on the golf course.
Thank you, because I'm choking to death.
What we're going to do today is, since we only have two contestants and I am the host of this show.
Yeah, Nate played with us last time. But,
right.
But he's not with us
anymore.
He's
been shunned. He's on.
So what we did, we went to UrbanDictionary.com and I looked up some words and I wrote down the real answers to these.
Yep.
And then I also wrote some fake ones just to throw these guys off. To make it a little harder,
because
otherwise they'd just be guessing the correct answer all the time, and we can't fucking have it.
And now if somebody picks Josh's made-up answer, Josh will get double points, because he has to be involved somehow and be able to win somehow, so that's how we've manufactured this game to work,
and
Josh can win too.
The winner of today's game will win two internets.
Two internets.
Yeah, double, I won the last one, so...
Double the internets.
I'm actually on a winning streak, you motherfuckers.
No, you're not. I won the karaoke contest.
No, you didn't. Barely.
We are actually...
Barely.
You paid someone to have that email. That's
I
fucked.
Didn't pay.
We are you running did. Out of internets to give away. We were given those internets by our sponsor, Farmers Insurance. We're going to have to actually start giving away World Wide Webs after this.
Yeah.
So that's pretty funny, what I just said.
All right, here we go. So we're going to start off with a nice, light one, okay?
Yep.
The first word we're going to do is pokey pace.
What?
Pokey pace.
Pokey pace.
P-O-K-E-P-A-C-E.
Oh, C-E. I thought you meant paste.
Pokey?
Like when you come.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Pokey
Jeopardy
pace.
Music. Pokey pace.
I'm going to tell you about the time that I was down there at the docks and I got myself two hands of tuna for under $1.50 off this Chinese guy the one time. His name was Bong Du Kim. He was a hell of a guy, and he tried to wed me to his daughter. I told him, get fucked, and he's dead now.
Huh.
So, pokey pace.
Okay.
How you guys making out over there?
Almost
I'm doing.
Done.
I'm doing well.
Okay.
Here, I'm gonna hand this in.
Hand
we'll
it
see
in
how
to
that
me.
Goes
Thank
over.
You. Thank you, Eric Steven.
You're welcome, Josh.
There
Bryan.
You go, buddy boy.
All right. Thank you, Shondy.
Here we go. Now.
Okay.
Who's picking first, me or Sean?
We're gonna start with you, for this one.
Good. I like that.
Yeah. Let's do this.
Okay.
Here we go. Oh, Urban Dictionary Balderdash.
Urban Dictionary Balderdash, bitches.
That's,
Okay, Pokey Pace.
Pokey Pace.
When you fuck as fast as a Pokemon.
Okay.
Right. Pokey Pace. A person who sets the pace of this shitty game.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Pokey Pace. The zombie-like foot speed of the Pokemon Go players. And getting heat stroke while power walking in a marathon.
Hmm.
Do you want me to read them again?
No.
No.
No, I do not.
It was the second one.
No, we're starting over here.
I'm picking first, you son of a bitch.
Oh, that's right. I'm a rebel.
Know your role.
I believe in nothing.
Don't make me shut you the fuck up.
Whatever.
Okay, here we go. So go ahead.
And that sounded mean. I didn't mean that. I meant it comedically.
Whatever, Chuck. I mean, Eric.
All right. Here we go. I'm going to pick the third one.
Okay, and that one was the zombie-like foot speed of Pokemon Go players.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, and then, Sean, you are going to pick.
All right, it definitely wasn't the last one because that one sucked dick. It's definitely going to be the fucking at the pace of a Pokemon. I believe that was the first one.
When you fuck as fast as a Pokemon. Okay, well, I will tell you this.
Bam!
Eric guessed the correct answer.
Oh, yeah.
And
oh.
Sean...
Guess mine. Oh,
so you get 3 points.
Boy,
Eric.
I'm off to a fucking ding, ding, ding. I'm right.
The night is young, you prick.
All right. That was
it is not young. It is almost over.
Okay, the next one. We're going to switch it up. This one is
killing it.
Trumpster fire.
Trumpster fire.
Yes. What is a Trumpster fire? Some people believe it to be something, and some people believe it to be another, but only I hold the key. The true answer, and another fake one, just to set you fucking pricks off. Now, they are diligently working here, people. They are scribbling down whatever answer they can think of. What is a Trumpster fire? I'd love to hear your answers at home, so email the show at skooksofhazard@hotmail.com.
Okay, I am finished.
Yeah, same here.
Oh, I am handing fire. You guys are fucking flying.
I am handing mine in.
Very surprised. Like a motherfucker.
Yeah. Oh my god.
You could eat shit and die, host.
The word we were defining was Trumpster fire. Right?
Trumpster fire. That is correct.
Trumpster fire.
Okay.
Unlike a dumpster fire, it's a Trumpster fire.
Correct.
So let's get rolling, Sean. You're gonna pick first.
All right, Sean. Yes. A Trumpster fire, when a rabid racist rant is fueled by a shitstorm of word salad. Trumpster fire. Trumpster fire, a raging toupee fire that will destroy Hillary Clinton's unshaven bush.
Ooh, that's yucky.
Okay.
Next.
Getting beat up, thrown in a dumpster, and put on fire at a Trump rally.
Okay, last one.
All right, and last one. When a Trump supporter is set on fire by an illegal immigrant. Trumpster fire. Very good. They were all very good answers.
Uh-huh.
So this is going to be tough. Let's,
Sean?
Let's see what you got here.
I'm going to go with reliable number one.
You're going to go with reliable number one. When a rabid racist rant is fueled by a shitstorm of word salad.
Yeah.
Okay. And Eric.
What was the second one you read?
That's a raging toupee fire that will destroy Hillary Clinton's unshaven bush.
What's the third one you read?
Getting beat up and thrown in a dumpster.
That's the one that I want.
Okay, and Sean got the correct answer.
Oh, you son of a bitch, you
and not
Sean.
Not only that, you guessed his.
Yeah,
so now
so
it
suck
is tied.
My dick.
What?
Tied 3-3.
This game sucks.
It's
how do you
Urban
like
Dictionary.
That? You think I'm done, and then I come right back.
This game sucks.
Why? Because you're all tied up. Eat a dick.
Yeah, eat a fat cock.
Do you guys wanna hear the theme song?
Yeah, we can throw it on one more time.
Yeah, may as well.
Sure.
Just in case you haven't heard this.
Before we, move on to the next one.
So original.
It's so original. Why don't you tell us what the next word is?
Urban Dictionary.
While we're listening to
the fucking... No, I want to listen to this.
Urban Dictionary Balderdash.
So well done.
The harmonies are amazing.
We're like Boys the Men.
That's Chinese for Urban Dictionary Balderdash.
Listen to that. Thank you. All right.
That's good.
What's
shit.
The next word we're going for?
The next
here?
Word is chinchillin.
Chinchillin?
Mm-hmm. Chinchillin.
Like the pet? Like the pet?
Well, it's spelled C-H-I-N-C-H-I-L-L-I-N. Chinchillin. It's one word.
Oh, you know what?
Yeah.
I got to put that fucking Jeopardy shit on.
Throw that shit on there, guy.
We don't want a dead air or nothing like that.
Okay, this is the part where I tell you about my chinchilla experience. Or no. Don't, because I'll give it away.
Maybe you should tell it at the end there, fuck.
Maybe right. I should turn this down a bit.
Oh, no, I liked it loud.
Okay.
Like that. Oh, wow.
Done.
Oh, man. So, chinchillin. Eric, he's slacking this time. Sean D has his in.
I always finish by the end of the song.
That's I'm true. In
You're
balls
very good
deep.
At this. You're Thank getting you. Really good at this.
Thank you.
Here's the thing. We're tied at three.
Uh-huh. Josh has no points.
Well, I could care less about that.
Nobody cares because you won the karaoke thing.
It's not about
thing,
winning
so,
or
so
losing.
Fuck off.
Okay.
Here we go.
I'll fuck it all.
Chin chillin'.
Okay, chin chillin'.
Yes.
Sitting naked on a stone pillar with your chin resting on your hand, like a statue
The thinker.
By that Frenchman in 1902.
The thinker.
The thinker.
The thinker.
Les pastillons.
Okay. When you self-fellate, when you self-fellate and your balls are resting on your chin, much like the way a chinchilla does.
Wow, you would actually have to be upside down with your head turned for that to be happening.
Well,
because no, if your balls are laying on your own chin, that means your mouth is coming up from the bottom of your ball sack.
Maybe if you have really good flexibility in your back, you can get it standing up.
I don't know if that's even possible.
Yeah,
next.
It is possible.
Next.
You could also be hung like a horse.
Okay, chinchillin. When a fat man's chins lay gently on the top of his other chins.
Okay. Next.
Oh, dude, that's awesome.
And let's see. Chinchillin, a secret organization for men with large chins that hang out at car shows in South Florida.
Oh, my.
Chinchillin.
Chinchillin.
Okay, Eric, we're going to go back to you for a guess.
What was number one?
That was sitting naked on a stone pillar with your chin resting on your hand like that statue by the Frenchman in 1902.
I'm going to go with the second one.
Okay. When you self-fellate. And yeah. Your balls are resting on your chin, much yeah. like the way a chinchilla
That's
does.
That's what I'm going with.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to pick the second, or the not the last one, the one right before.
When a fat man's chins lay gently yeah. on top of his other chins.
Fucking A.
Okay.
Okay. Eric, you win this round, buddy.
Motherfucker.
Sean guessed yours.
Did he really?
Yeah, he did.
Oh, that's right. He did. I forgot which one I wrote. Ding, ding, ding.
Ding, ding, ding.
Don't patronize me, you bastard.
What was the correct answer?
It was the one that you said.
Self-flating.
Self-flating.
Right. The impossible self-blowjob.
Yes.
Yep.
The beige.
The beige.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, moving on.
What's the next word?
Okay.
Moving on.
The white power walking dead.
The white power walking dead.
Yep.
Oh.
Well. Okay.
Oh, man. The white power walking dead. I can't believe these are actual words. Somebody had a
right.
That
was an easy one. That's definitely the correct answer.
Oh, man.
For a second on that last one, I thought Eric was going to pick mine.
Yeah.
When he asked what the first one was,
yeah.
which was mine, Eric.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Makes sense. You know, get a little historical.
And mine was the secret organization of men with large chins and chilling. But, you know, it was not chosen, and I still have 0 points.
That's because you were meant to run down your mother's chin. Chin chilling.
I need more time.
Okay. You want to play it again?
I'm going to play this Jeopardy shit again. What was it? What was it?
White power walking dead.
You know, when you've seen as many things as I have in all 6 years of my life
yeah.
that I've been out of rehab, I've seen the world. I've seen the coal region. I've also seen some things that I don't even want to talk about.
What, like Las Vegas?
Like, yeah, well, you know what to say about Las Vegas.
Nope.
You spend
okay,
all your
I've
money
completed.
On coke.
I think I've completed the task at hand. What number is this are we on?
This is number 4.
This is 4, and we're doing 6.
We do have 6 for us today.
So let's, pardon
excuse
me.
Yourself.
Excuse me.
Okay.
Excuse me.
We're going to get into this.
Here we go. Walking Dead.
The White Power Walking
White
Dead.
White Power Walking Dead.
racist fans of the AMC show.
Okay, that makes sense.
Okay. Trump supporters who are very tired and walking around protesting. The white power walking dead.
Makes sense. Yeah. A lot of white power people support Trump.
Nazi zombies.
Okay, I'd buy that.
And the official team name for the German Olympic race walking contestants who are huge fans of zombies.
Okay, that seems a little implausible.
Well, you know, anything's possible.
Sean, you're up.
Yeah, Sean, you're going to go ahead and guess this one.
What was the second one?
The second one was Trump supporters who are very tired and walking around protesting.
That's got to be it.
Okay, that'll be Sean's.
I will pick... What was the first one?
The first one was racist fans of the AMC show.
I'm going to go with that one, the racist AMC Walking Dead fans.
Wow.
Well, neither of you guessed the correct answer, so Josh Bryan gets 2 points.
Get out of here.
Wait, why doesn't he get the ding, ding, ding?
Did somebody pick yours?
Yeah.
What was yours?
Racist fans of the AMC show.
Oh, so well, he picked mine.
Yeah,
Sean picked mine.
And you do get a point for that, Eric.
Oh, ding, 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 motherfucker.
What the fuck?
So actually, I get 3 points.
Why? You're just making shit up now.
Yeah.
You ain't tied with me.
Yeah, that's right. He should get 3 points. I agree.
Well, somebody guessed mine and nobody guessed the correct answer.
Yeah, well, Sean guessed mine. So that puts me out into a commanding lead.
Okay.
What's the score? Read the score.
All right, the score is as follows. Mm-hmm. Eric Steven with 7.
Yes.
And Sean and Josh Bryan tied at 3 each.
Oh, boy.
We can't let this
So you really got to step it up these last two.
With only 2 left to go,
whatever.
It's looking good. Looking good for me.
Okay, here we go.
Steady wins the race.
Trumper bait.
Trumper bait?
Trumper bait.
Hmm.
Throw that little ditty on.
Oh, that Jeopardy shit. I always forget that.
I love the Jeopardy, babe.
I got to get somebody in here. If anybody else out there listening wants to work as our sound effects guy, email me.
I know a guy.
What's the word again?
Trumper bait.
Trumper bait.
I'm going to light the candle because you guys smell great over here. You got 3 wicks, and that's good for, keeping that wax even. You know? Oh, you're busy over there. Writing? Cool. What are you writing about? Oh, that's right. Trumper bait. Hurry up. Game's almost over.
Done.
All right, Sean
I'm
has
almost
his
done.
In.
I should get a point for handing mine in first every time.
I don't know about that.
I think you're the host and you can do whatever you want. And I know where you live and I know
I'm
where
you sleep.
I'm
handing mine in.
Trumper bait.
People. Trumper bait.
Now that's spelled... T-R-U-M-P-E-R-B-A-T-E, Trumper bait.
Trumper bait.
And how do you use it in a sentence?
We're going to find out what this word means here shortly.
Okay, Trumper bait. When you fuck a trumpet while trying to catch fish.
Okay.
Trumper bait.
That's nice.
Okay. People who form a circle, jerks talking about Trump's policies.
Circle jerk.
Oh, man.
Trumper bait.
Trumper bait. The act of delusionally self-rewarding oneself for the occurrence of a terrible event by publicly masturbating while simultaneously spamming Twitter.
Okay.
Trumper bait.
That's a wordy.
And trumper bait. The act of jerking it to a live debate.
Okay.
All right. Who's up first?
I think I go first this time.
That is really? Correct. Yep.
I am going to go with what was number 2?
Not the right answer.
Oh, people who form circle jerks talking about Trump's policies.
I'm going to go with that.
Okay.
That's what I'm going to go with.
And then Sean?
I'm going to go with that really wordy one.
Okay.
The really wordy one at the end?
Yeah.
Okay, let's find out who won.
Okay, this is Sean's.
Both of them, baby. That's 3 points.
You guessed
cannot
Sean's.
Be serious.
Yeah, you guessed Sean's.
Oh, my
and
God.
And Sean also got the correct answer.
I just
so want
to thank Jesus.
Oh, man.
And Trump, of course.
Ding, ding, ding.
You gotta get
so
that
I
in
picked
there.
Sean's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Sean picked the correct one.
That is correct.
That fucking asshole.
Yeah. Screw that guy.
So he gets what? 3 points. So it's 7-6-3.
It's 7-6-3.
It's like
coming down
Chicago
to the
song.
It is coming down to the last one.
This
There's
is
no way
down
I can win unless
what
you guys get negative points somehow.
Unless Josh is mathematically eliminated. Unless Sean and I both pick his.
That's true.
You would get 6 points. And you would shoot up to 9.
This is for the grand finale.
So yeah. This is for all the mobs.
The possible fucking winners.
Okay, our last word is...
Last word of the day for Urban Dictionary Balderdash.
Pokemon Goo.
Pokemon Goo?
Goo.
Pokemon Goo.
This is disgusting.
It's an excellent fucking theme song, by the way. I mean, we should probably...
I wrote it.
You know, I was going to say, we should play it in reverse. See what it sounds like. For fun. Wonder if he can do that.
Done.
Oh, Sean's in. And you can email Sean at skooksofhazard@hotmail.com, where he will be happy to respond to any questions or comments.
I'm always on call, baby.
Mm-hmm. He's basically one of the best statutory rap artists this side of the Mississippi. So.
Yeah, I'll get you underage, no problem. Whatever.
Okay, I have finished mine. This is exciting, isn't it, people?
I can't wait to win.
Oh, man, it is coming down to it. So, recap the score before we go into Pokemon Go. We got Eric at 7.
Yes.
Sean at 6. And myself, Josh Bryan, sitting with 3 points.
So anybody can win at this point. It's still anybody's game.
Yeah, kind of.
Let's see how it turns out here.
Okay, let's see.
Let's see here.
All right, here we all go. Right. Pokemon Go.
He's ready.
When someone falls off a cliff playing Pokemon Go and splatters on the ground below.
Okay, it's Pokemon Go.
That's hilarious. Pokemon Go. I think it's pronounced Pokemon Jew, and that's that. Okay. Well,
all right. it's racist.
The Jews.
You think Pokemon Jews. Like, they love it. Dreidel saw.
It's Pokemon
anyway,
Goo.
when a person ejaculates while playing Pokemon Go, this usually occurs near spawn points near legendary rare Pokemon.
Wow.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And the final one is a guy who mistyped Pokemon Go.
Okay, Sean's up.
I'm going to go to the second to last one. Or not the second to last one, the one right before the last one. So I guess that'd be second to last.
Yeah, when a person ejaculates?
Fuck yeah.
Okay.
That's and definitely then... it.
Oh, man. I have to say the same. It's got to be that one.
Wow.
You are both fucking correct.
Ah!
Which means Eric wins.
Yes.
Gay.
Two internets.
Oh, I've got a lot of internets now.
That's bullshit. He picked that knowing what the answer was.
It was the only one that made sense.
What about the mistyped one?
Well, I thought the guy falling off the cliff.
They were all good.
That was a great game of...
I had fun.
Urban Dictionary Balder Dash.
All right, guys, that's all we got for today. We'll see you next week on the
Scoop Show. No, we're not going anywhere.
It's Urban Dictionary Balder Dash.
Urban Dictionary Balder Dash.
Okay, that's that. Look, we're going to go on another break, and we will be back shortly with more Skooks of Hazzard show. So don't go anywhere, people. There's more show coming up. We'll be right back.
Shine, the sun is mine, the sun is mine.
people, we are back with the final segment of the Skooks of Hazzard show. That was Soundgarden.
You just startled the shit out of me.
I apologize for that. That song was Burden in My Hand.
Great flick.
And he has a hand with a burden in it.
And he's singing about the desert.
You know what they say?
About it.
A burden in the hand is worth throwing the bush.
Yeah, it's a bird in the hand.
Yeah, that's what I said.
A burden in the hand. Yeah, I get it.
Okay.
All right, that was funny. Look,
onward.
Onward. We're gonna do something funny this segment. But first, we forgot to do this at the beginning of the segment. This is everybody's favorite. The Pennsylvania Pokemon Deathhill update. I love it. So, any guesses as to how many people died this week?
I think we're up to about 4,000.
4,000, Sean?
No, honestly, 3 people died this week.
Yeah.
Murder, suicide.
The correct answer is 125,000 people died. It was terrible.
Apparently, they joined some kind of a Pokemon Go cult, and they drank the juice.
It's the juice, the Pokemon Kool-Aid. So they're all dead, 125,000 strong.
Happens to the best of us.
Yeah, they all did a bump of that Pokemon goo.
So there, that was funny. We're going to look. We figured we haven't done prank phone calls in forever, it seems like.
Classic.
It's been a long time. So anyway, if anybody local that listens to this podcast, you're probably familiar with Newswatch 16 and the Talkback 16 segment they do.
WNEP.
WNEP, Channel 6 for all you locals.
Whatever it is, yeah.
Depends on what news station you have or what the cable service provider you have.
Just
right.
Keep
whatever channel it's going to be on, it depends on who your cable right. provider is my point.
Yeah, we get
so
it.
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to call, and we're going to leave a message, and we're going to try and get back on, or we're going to try and get our little message we record on the Talkback 16
yeah.
segment. And what are you doing with that thing, Sean?
Don't fucking look at me.
Stop touching it.
There we go.
You touch it in the back, and you ruin it.
Oh, okay, whatever.
So here we go. Sean, you're going to go first. Why don't you pick up that phone and give them a call.
Remember, you have to have
you
that
have
up
you
there.
Hold it up to your face.
Yeah, of course. Just
they,
like a real
they
phone.
They got
to
hear me.
Here we go.
Okay, he's going to call.
Newswatch 16.
You've reached Talkback 16. At the sound of the beep,
I think that's Andy Palumbo.
Please leave your message and be sure to tell us where you're calling from. While we cannot return your call personally, your recorded comment may be used in a future Newswatch 16
we'll
news
get on
again.
The air.
Let's hope
thanks
so.
For calling Talkback 16.
Here we go.
Yeah, hi. I'm my name's Steve, and I live near Schuylkill County, and I heard about that Rochelle Road that carved in caved in there, Wilder Street, and I'm kind of mad because I dropped my phone down there the other day, and now I'm afraid that I'm going to get charged with Roman charges because I can't find it. I'm using my mother's phone, and I'm really starting to get sick of it. If you could find out anything about that, I'd really appreciate it. All right, toodles.
Toodles.
Toodles, baby.
All right, there's Sean's message.
All right.
We'll keep, everybody keep an eye out, or actually keep your ears out. Keep your ears and eyes out.
All right,
and open for
around. I don't want to. Oh man.
Oh yeah, you don't want to.
We'll see if
the
Boss Hoss.
I don't want to break the lamp.
Listen to Talkback 16 every night and see if we get on the air.
Okay, here comes Josh Bryan.
Here comes Josh Bryan.
Now you can.
What
call,
are you calling about?
You'll hear.
Yeah, you'll
hear.
Just be patient, my son.
I'm sorry. Here we
you've
go.
You've reached Talkback 16.
Yeah, we fucking know.
We heard this shit,
Mr. Palumbo.
And be sure to tell us where you're calling from. While we cannot return your call personally, your recorded comment may be used in a future news.
Hopefully.
Watch
it's going to be.
Thanks for calling. Talkback 16.
Hi there, honey. This is Mitchell. Now, I'm calling about the postponement of that damn race up there, that Indy 500 up there at the tricky triangle known as the Pocono Raceway. Now, I was just wondering if that's going to be scheduled for a later date or if you can help me out. Now, I'm very concerned, and I love your buddy up there, Kurt Aaron. I've had his dream cheesesteak over at that Skipper Dippers, and I'm going to tell you that absolutely delicious with the provolone mixed in there with that cheesesteak and that friggin' mayo and ketchup. Now, I'll talk to you later, honey. Goodbye.
That was gold.
There's Mitchell's message for Talkback 16. Remember to listen out for all these, because I think we've got a good chance of getting on the air.
Oh, definitely.
I mean, regardless, we're making someone's day.
If you've ever listened to Talkback 16, they play some of the dumbest people on Earth's messages, so I don't see why they wouldn't play ours.
Yeah, how do we get that job?
What job?
Just listening to that shit, picking them.
Call them.
No, I want to be the guy who picks.
Yeah, well, I know. I'm saying call him and try and get that job.
You probably an intern picks those.
Yeah. So here, we're gonna close out the show. Gerald's gonna give him a call. There's a story. I'll just give you a little backstory on this one. There's a story on Newswatch 16, and I guess it's a nationwide story about a man in Ohio tried to have sex with a van.
The one we talked about.
Did we
earlier?
Talk about
earlier?
It's
today.
Been so long ago, yeah. I forgot.
2 days.
So look, I'm gonna call. Gerald's gonna call him and try and give him his opinion about the man who tried to have sex with a van.
Was our favorite? That was my favorite story today. So
it was good.
I think it was pretty good that you redo it.
Keep your ears to the ground, and we'll see if Gerald gets on the air. Here we go. Here we go. You're calling.
Push the button. Oh.
Oh.
Oh, God.
Let me speak to Andy fucking Palumbo.
You've reached TalkBack.
We didn't use the rotary phone for this.
Please
sorry.
Leave your message, and be sure to tell us where updated. You're calling from. While we cannot return your call personally,
yeah, I wish they would. Yeah.
May be used in a future NewsWatch 16 newscast.
But they thanks can email us at scoopsahazard@hotmail.com.
Yeah, hi, this is Gerald, and I'm calling from Tamaqua. Calling about the story about the man allegedly having sex with the van. You know, I don't know what this world's coming to. You know, but, you know, back in my day, there was nothing wrong with a man, you know, having some kind of relation with his car. You know, I remember in high school, all the guys in the car club and everything. I mean, it was a pretty passionate, you know, relationship they had with their cars, like the Camaros and the Mustangs and all that. And let's not forget the most important word in this story is allegedly, okay? I don't know if there's any pictures or videos of this man committing this act, and if there are...
15 seconds to finish recording.
What? You just interrupted me in the middle of my speech. I want to see pictures or videos of this man committing this act because, you know, quite frankly, I'd like to see him. So, you know, this is Gerald again, and I'm from Tamaqua. Thank you.
Maximum length...
Shut up.
What a dumb bitch.
All right. Well, Gerald left his message there. So, okay. We are over an hour, folks. So there's 41 hours of entertainment for you now that we have in the bag. So, all right.
Episode
look,
41 is out.
Anybody have anything you would like to say before we leave?
Always bring a wet nap.
Good advice. Yeah. Sean?
Flushable baby wipes are your best friend.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks all right. for ripping my shit off, you prick.
All right, people. That's it. Episode number 41 is over and done with, and we will see you in a few weeks with the next episode. So, until then, for Josh and Sean, this is Eric saying peace.
Skooks of Hazzard Show. The 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 Skooks of Hazzard Show.